a longing sharp as knife. I walk through the rooms. Nothing is lost, not even the sounds. I rummage through the many cupboards where dream and memory live together. As I open a door, another dream sprouts, an old, gentle but sad face that it still waits for a fistful of light through the darkened road. The dream stops at the edge of a thought, a paradigm for a few question marks. Realizing that I am encroaching on somebody else's dream, I shut the door. Slowly, the house turns into an allegory of words, without a future, without a past, mere syllables and not a trace of you. I wish the ghosts could sleep forever in peace.